From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The group of seven leaders met Friday in Sicily, Italy. Climate change was among the most contentious agenda items being addressed at the summit. U.S. President Donald Trump had previously called man-made global warming a hoax during his presidential campaign. Trump administration officials say he will wait until after the summit before making a decision on the issue. Trump said terrorism and North Korea are at the top of his items for this G7 meeting. Sitting alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, Trump reinforced the issue.
It's a big problem. It's a world problem. And it will be solved. At some point, it will be solved. You can bet on that.
A White House statement issued Friday said the two leaders have reaffirmed their commitment to cooperate to the fullest extent possible to counter terrorist threats and have also agreed to enhance sanctions on North Korea in an attempt to deter the development of North Korea's ballistic missile and nuclear programs. Manchester, England's Greater Manchester Police Chief Ian Hopkins said there have been an increase in reported hate crimes since the suicide bombing at an Ariana Grande concert in the city that killed 22 people and wounded several others. He said there is no place for discrimination and hatred in Manchester and urged people to report any incidents. Hopkins also said he has reached out to faith leaders to try and calm the situation. Hopkins says there have been a lot of progress in the investigation, but that much work remains to be done, noting at least 12 locations are still being researched. American singer Ariana Grande announced via Twitter that she will return to Manchester for a benefit concert to raise money for attack victims and their families. This is VOA. China's planned modern version of its ancient